Good day, November 7th. So, Miro was going to come back to town. We were take a taxi or something. And we were going to meet up and then walk into town. And maybe meet up with Abdul and Maxwell. And Maxwell and Abdul both also work for the Peace Corps. So everybody came at the same time. And they have each other as a support group. They're well connected phone-wise and Wi-Fi-wise. They have all kinds of provisions. Obviously, I had not met those guys yet, so we ended up walking into town and skirting the market. Then we ended up at the bank, and they all need to go to the bank about once a month. So that's where we found them both. Very delightful people. Maxwell, they're both live in the U.S. Maxwell is now doing a kind of teaching thing in a little town not too far away from McKinney. And Abdul is doing the same thing as Meryl, which is it's sort of assisting with healthcare, not giving vaccinations or anything like that, but just a lot of administrative stuff and making people feel good and healthy and happy. So it was absolutely nice to meet those guys and then be able to spend some time together over a shawarma, which is kind of a pancake kind of thing rolled up. And they have their special place to eat that, which is Papa's restaurant. And Papa's restaurant is on the second floor. And we were the only ones there, so not sure how these people survive. But anyway, it was fun to talk about everything Peace Corps and everything else. And it's so amazing that those guys do all that because they don't get paid a whole lot. They get a stipend, and then every month that they stay longer, they get an extra stipend when they leave. But it's not a moneymaker. It's one that you take with you for the rest of your life and enjoy that you have done that. So I got to the privilege to go to Meryl's hangout. So we parted ways and the three of them went back to Abdul's house. Oh, Abdul is, he is actually from Sierra Leone parents, but they live in the U.S. and he grew up in the U.S. and he had only visited Freetown mostly and lived the high life rather than knowing what was going on in the backcountry. And now he is working in the backcountry and he so appreciates getting to know the other Sierra Leone. Again, it was really fun to meet those guys and we tramped through the market a bit to pick up some odds and ends for everybody. And then they all went their way, and I went back to the hotel to do more of the things I needed to do or wanted to do. So then with the intent that the next morning I would pick up Meryl and then we would go to the village where she works at, but that's a ways to go. So pretty amazing stuff. I ended up that evening meeting Chris Roller, who is an American, who is everything that an engineer does, and I'm talking more than one, the different types, and has done so in Africa since 2003. He's an amazing person that currently lives in Botswana, but believe me, he has lived in many a country, as well as in Alaska. Fun stuff. Thanks for coming along and see you next time.